999 now. You can report a non-emergency crime via our website at www.met.police.uk. That's met.police.uk. For custody-related inquiries, please press 1. To report a new crime, press 2. To provide or receive an update on an existing crime report, press 3. For road traffic incidents, press 4. To contact an officer or individual, press 5. To hear these options again, press 0. Or to speak with an operator, press 0. There will be a significant wait to speak to an operator as we are busy dealing with emergencies. If you are reporting antisocial behaviour, please stay on the line. If you are calling to report a crime or a road traffic incident, you may find it quicker and more convenient to use our website. Simply go to www.met.police.uk.
Hello, I'm just trying to resolve some issues that I'm having. They're quite high graded issues, wondering if I can go through them with yourself.
Okay, what issues are they?
Okay, one is, I understand that there's a law which is called the Efficiency Act 1999-2003. And what the Efficiency Act says, that if I'm talking to any official, like yourself, may I ask your name, who I'm actually talking to first?
Yeah, my name's Narinda.
Pardon?
My name's Narinda.
Narinda. And I'm, and what, where are you attached to, may I ask?
What do you mean, where am I attached to?
What police station, or what command centre, or police station?
You've not come through to a police station, you come through to the 101, like the non-emergency line for the whole of London.
Yeah, the non-emergency line. So to Met CC, I've gone through to itself. What centre have I gone through? Lambeth, Bow, who am I? What command centre am I speaking to?
Why don't you tell me what your reason is for your call and
I'll... I'm starting general inquiries who I'm actually to, what one I'm actually talking to. Am I actually talking to?
Okay, I'll give you the reference number. The reference number and my name are sufficient details to find out everything you need to know. But why don't you just tell me what...
Okay, what my problem is, okay, under the Efficiency Act 1999, if I tell you something that means that a colleague or another person that's representing a Metropolitan Police badge has acted with misconduct, neglect, or acted as an unreasonable person, or has is at large still acting as an officer, you have a duty to the force, to the oath of alliance that gets signed up to, and you have a duty to us as the public and yourself to actually report them ongoings. Now, I've had to build a website because I've made multiple calls because I'm being held illegally in my house. It's very clear that I'm being held illegally. I've had to build a website, and I was wondering if you had Google available so I can show you what I'm actually complaining about. I've had to build an official report.
Okay, you called it to make a complaint.
It's more than just a complaint. It's a matter of emergency. It's something that has to be dealt with today and should not be allowed to continue. So yeah, it is a complaint. A complaint will lead off of this, but this is something that has to be dealt with as a matter of emergency, a higher tier graded level within the police force. There's corrupt officers that can be proved. I've got lots of police officers like yourself and lots of or servants. Like, I've got lots of people from Met CC that I called and throughout asking for help for this, and they've told me I've been robbed and everything. I've had to translate all of these recordings, and now they're all on my website, and I was wondering if you could have Google so I can just show you before, because I've not made it go public yet, so I'm hoping we can there's still a chance that we can deal with this behind closed doors, because I seem to have
sorry to interrupt you, because you've been mistreated.
It's worse than I'm being held captive in my house because police officers forged paperwork. They're missing all their signatures on the MG11 forms. I'm not the right colour to fit the crimes in the beginning. Plus the offence, they said the organisation of illegal raves. I never got arrested for something that's illegal, but they advertised in the newspaper that I have been arrested for something that's illegal. And I've got a 9-year curfew, or it's 8-year curfew. And that 8-year curfew, if even if I did, there was enough evidence for criminal conviction, the maximum sentence a person should do is 6 months. I'm being held in my house with no signatures. Each police officer's done 4 statements each, and they're missing their signatures at the bottom of them. All of the timestamps to your 999 call centre go backwards. Well, all of them to this one specific location, Progress Way, because they had to make up the witness calls and put them in. Dead, you keep saying, is that you dead? You keep saying down the phone, because this is what I keep translating. If you want to go to the website and see where I've proved it, other people doing this, they're telling me I've been robbed just like you're telling me I'm dead. I don't think that's fair that you keep repeating that to me and that you're being paid a salary to do so. I think it's unprofessional behaviour, and I feel it threatening my life for it. You can't blame me if you are saying something different, because I don't believe that you are saying something different. I believe the tape recordings that I'm recording of this conversation now will prove that what I'm saying, as the other officers and the other people that I've spoke to have told me. They've told me I've been robbed, that I'm a black boy on the block. If you go to my website right now, do you have Google available to yourselves in there? If you have Google available, because I've not made this go public, and I've got enough emails here to send this out and make it go live, and if we can't deal with this behind closed doors, you and your officials and me, in a way where you're not going to try and take my life to cover up just to make sure that police officers don't lose their jobs, yeah, because my life is more important than any job that any person is doing, yeah, I believe that you should have a look at this website, you should. The website is called horrificcorruption.com. And you can see the ASBO folder where the...
Is this your website? Let me just take your name first so I know who I'm speaking to. What's your name, please?
My name is Mr. Simon Paul Cordell.
How are you spelling the surname, please?
Cordell.
Thank you. Can I take your date of birth just for information?
My date of birth is the 26th of the 1st, 1981.
Thank you. And just lastly, are you at your home address now?
Yes, that's correct. I'm at my home address right this second.
Okay, can I take the address?
I'm about to put the address is 109 Burncroft Avenue. The website's about to go live right this second, horrificcorruption.com. And the website, and my address is 109 Burncroft Avenue. I've got cameras in my front room, and I've got cameras at my door. I've got audio equipment at my door, and I've got a gate inside of my house to protect my safety. I also have a dog here, and I do not want no police officers sent to my home address. The amount of recordings that I have of police officers coming into.
What's your postcode?
Echo November 3, 7 Juliet, Quebec.
Okay, is that in Enfield?
Yes, that's correct.
Burncroft Avenue.
Yes, that is correct.
No. Okay, you're at home at the moment.
Yes, that is correct.
And what was your website called? Horrific Corruption?
The website's called horrificcorruption.com, and it's just going live right this second. It'll be live in less than about 5 seconds from now. And you can see all of the ASBO folders, and you can see all of the missing signatures in it. This Lemmy gentleman has now come in 2016 for Enfield Council, and he's made exactly the same misconduct as what I claim that the police officers here done. What they've actually done, what Lemmy's actually being found to do now, is he while I was in hospital because I got set up in a mental hospital, because I've got the police officers who come into my house at that time and the council. On recording in there as well. They all went through my medical notes. They're all going through the ASBOs, admitting that I'm not the right colour and that there's no signatures. But yet they've still, since 14, been able to deal with these issues and been spreading in the general public that I've got a disease. When in my front room in 14, in them recordings, they all admit that I'm not the right colour for the ASBOs. The signatures are missing, and they go through my medical notes and see I haven't got a disease. So why have they victimised me and endangered Heidi's life and Shannon's life and everyone else's to evade justice, which is them. Facing disciplinary for loss of their jobs for the things that they wrote and what they're making me impunishable and captive in my house for. I'm scared to leave my house before 10 o'clock because they're still working in the same borough. I've got the when I phone a police officer for support, the same police officer's friends are coming to my front door and they're telling me that I'm trying to do their friends. That isn't correct. Yeah? Now, I've built this horrificcorruption.com and it proves what I'm saying, what they've done. Now, Lemmy has gone himself and he has falsified all all of his logs, because I've got all of the council's history and the FO through a Freedom of Information Act of all of the claimants that was making claims of me. And on the phone, I phoned Lemmy and explained to Lemmy, who's a council official for Enfield Council, who made the ASBO with yous lot in the beginning. I explained to Lemmy on the phone that, please can you tell me when the last complaint is against me? I don't see why I should have to come to the Enfield Council to meet you. I've already been arrested for these cases that you're accusing me of, and I've been found not guilty at court. Well, you're not a police officer, that's entrapment. Now, he went on the computer, you can hear him typing on the computer, and he gives a date for the last claimant's claim. Me being cheeky me, I said to him, well, they're at the time limitation at 1980 on the phone. So Lemmy's got the, Lemmy got the yump.
Okay, Simon,
yeah?
Sorry to interrupt you. I've just made a brief description of what you've been saying to me. I've just put all of that onto this call. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the reference number, and also I'm going to pass this to my duty officer, who will be giving you a call back to discuss this further with you.
Yeah, targeted malice is a 12-year sentence, and breach of public office, which I clearly can prove that a lot of your workers have done beforehand, before I spoke to you, is a 12-year sentence as well. And I'm not joking about here. I'm about to go public if someone doesn't talk to me behind closed doors and clean this up neatly. Yeah, and someone trying to take me or put me in fear of my life or scare me out of the country that I was born in is a very large mistake by them. Yeah, because it's not an endangering my life any further than what it's been endangered.
Okay.
I'm going to leave that website on for half an hour. If you don't want to go through it, and please get a superior to phone me, and we'll see if we can sort this out in a professional manner. Yeah, there's a simple way for this all to be dropped. Yeah, I really did get set up for them Facebook profiles to be a grass and grass up. Two people that buggered off and left me on curfew, and three kids that I don't know that could be your children. I just wanted to buy sound systems and throw parties. Now, while I was on curfew, I couldn't have thrown these parties that I'm being accused of. And then straight after, they served me this folder and wanted me to grass up all these people. They're saying ribbon, ribbon, ribbon.
Listen, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pass that to my duty officer, and they'll be giving you a call back to discuss that with you.
First. The Facebook profile's on the first ASBO, and you can check, you can listen to some of yourselves, and you can That's see fine. The transcripts on the audios, and you That's can start fine. Seeing how you've been treating me, and or your colleagues have been treating me, and why I want to know why they haven't acted under the Efficiency Act 1999 and 2003. The Efficiency Act, remember that? That's a good one.
Let me speak, okay? Because I've listened to you now. Can
okay.
you listen to me, please?
Okay.
Okay, I've heard what you had to say. I've written it all down for you. It's a recorded line, as you said. It's all written down for you, and I've advised. But I've passed this information to my duty officer, and you'll be getting a call.
You have
back
a reference number, please?
To discuss this further. Certainly, yeah. The call reference number is CAD, Charlie Alpha
CAD,
Delta.
CAD, yeah.
And it's 7517 of today's date.
7517, and then today's date.
Yeah.
That's perfect. I'm sorry to have to call you about this.
No problem. Okay. As I say, my duty officer will be giving you a call back to discuss this further.
I expect so. Thank you. Have a good day, sir.
Okay, you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.